You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee. The show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me, I've got Miss Tanae and Miss C.
Hi.
Hello.
How's that? Oh, okay, I'm glad that you said it first this week. So yes. You can stop complaining about Miss C saying hello first.
And you notice how she said hello and I said hi. Great job, okay, Miss C. Okay. Appreciate it.
Well, hello really is a bit more.
Start the show.
It's a bit more. We've already started the show.
Okay.
So yesterday I had my six-month checkup with my doctor. And for those of you
who... What's your due date?
For those of you who have, do you need me to mute you again?
You said 6 months, and I assumed. This is bullying.
For those of you who've been listening to the show, you will know that a couple of years ago, I had to have my gallbladder removed, and that was because of poor diet. Mm-hmm. And so I've been on high blood pressure and pre-diabetes. I don't have diabetes yet, but we're trying to prevent me from becoming diabetic. And so,
well, when you say the word yet, it makes it like you're gonna get it. So
no.
Just say we're preventing. We're taking preventative medicine.
Well, yeah, but that's what I mean. We're trying. The goal is for me not to get diabetes.
So don't say yet.
So they have me on this medication. And so, I go like every 6 months to get tested and all that stuff. And so I had to have my stomach was hurting really bad, bloating and things like that. It was like some of the same symptoms I had when I had to get my gallbladder removed. And they did an ultrasound on me. And when the test results came back, I had a fatty liver. And so it really scared me because for those of you who, if you know anything about fatty livers, it is the precursor to liver cancer. Mm. And so you have to be very, very careful about, all of it is because of poor diet. Mm-hmm. All of it is because of poor diet. My doctor told me when I went back yesterday, I had lost 6 pounds. And she said that liver disease is going to be the leading cause of death in the very near future. Mm. Because we're unhealthy. We're not eating healthy. Mm. And so she said that, I just encourage everyone to go get, their liver checked. To make sure, that you don't have, because like I said, fatty liver is the beginning signs of liver disease. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad that I got mine checked and that they saw it so that I know now the choices that I need to make, with my eating habits to kind of, reverse that. And you can, reverse it if it's caught early on. So. Excuse me?
I was trying to process catch.
I know, catch. Yeah, caught, same thing. So please go get see your doctor and get your liver checked because that was kind of scary to know that liver disease, will be, one of the leading cause of death.
So it's not just a regular checkup. Is this a specific test that you need?
You have to have like an ultrasound, right? You have to have like an ultrasound. And what she told me, she was like, now your liver isn't as fatty as I've seen it. She said, but it's in the beginning state. It's fattier than it should be. People go get your livers checked and stay healthy. Rock and roll guitar legend Chuck Berry died last Saturday.
What?
He did. Emergency responders were called to his house at St. Charles County, Missouri by his caretaker around 12:40 p.m. Saturday afternoon. They found him unresponsive and they could not revive him. He was pronounced dead at 1:30 p.m. Chuck Berry was known for songs like Johnny Be Good, Go, Go,
okay,
Go,
okay.
Johnny, Go, okay. Go. Maybelline, oh Maybelline, why don't you be true? Ain't that it? Like Maybelline, why don't you be true?
Yeah, it don't sound like
it. It does, too. It does sound like that. And School Days, off to school. What is it? What is
up
it?
Up in the morning, off to school.
Oh, up in the morning, off. Okay, well, yeah.
Mm, teachers reading the Golden Rules.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, just a little bit of background about Chuck Berry. In 1960, he was charged with transporting a minor across state lines for what they call immoral purposes.
Caucasian.
She was Caucasian, and you know, back then in 1960, you could actually lose your life for that. Mm-hmm. He was found guilty and sentenced to 3 years, but only served a year and a half in prison. Mm-hmm. In 1979, he was charged with tax evasion and served 4 months in prison. Mm-hmm. And in 1994, I hadn't heard this, mm-hmm. a former female employee sued him for videotaping her in his bathroom at his restaurant. He owned some type of restaurant, and she claimed that he was videotaping her.
Oh, he probably did.
Well, he settled out of court and paid $1.3 million. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I hope she saved some of that money or invested it.
Well, you know, it was said that he didn't trust banks, and so he kept his money in suitcase.
If you guys saw the movie Cadillac Records, Most Def played Chuck Berry in the movie Cadillac Records. Mm-hmm. I thought he did a good job, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought he did a really good job.
Because I forgot who he actually really was, and that's what good acting is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. It was particularly funny to me when he showed up at that country music thing, and the guy was like, "Who are you?" Uh-huh. And he said, "I'm Chuck Berry." He said, "Chuck Berry is why." Uh-huh. And he said, "And you know who else he is? He's me." So that was funny.
See, remember I was telling you that Chuck Berry was a country artist, and you said he wasn't.
Yeah, I don't remember Chuck Berry being a country artist. I just think that some of his songs, they may have played him on, you know, but I don't remember him being a country artist. I'll have to really look into that. I'll have to do some research.
It started out like that, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows by now that President Donald Trump took to Twitter a couple of weeks ago and accused Barack Obama of having his phones wiretapped at Trump Towers. He went as far as to ask Congress to investigate. Now, how are you going to tell a lie and then ask for the Congress to investigate your lie? This past Monday, James Comey, the director of the FBI, testified in front of Congress that no such wiretapping ever took place. It was a lie then, and it is a lie now. And he keeps talking about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then he said wiretapping can mean other things, not just.
And then said, "Well, I don't mean Obama did it personally." No, you said President Obama wiretapped you. Mm-hmm. You called him sick. What did he say? Sick or something, sad, something he called him. And it was proven that you were. First of all, I'm trying to figure out who didn't think it was a lie. I knew when he went and took to Twitter and it all came out. I said, "No, that is a lie. That is a pure lie." Mm. Trump is now saying that he heard it from someone on Fox News. So if anyone, he goes to Twitter and says, you know, this is a fact, but he got it from somebody on Fox News. He heard it somewhere. Mm-hmm. So if anyone has a problem, then they shouldn't blame him. They should blame Fox News. For saying it. But you were the one who went to Twitter and accused their former president of the United States of basically treason, because you can't wiretap people. You know, that's illegal. That's what got Nixon. He had to resign over, the Watergate scandal. Right. Comey also confirmed. Now, here's the important part. Comey also confirmed that there is an ongoing investigation into Trump Russian ties.
Good.
I mean, it's you know, and you know, I'm 46 years young. You know, I haven't been here a long time, but I've never seen anything. And I've heard people who are much older than me say they have never seen anything like this. They're saying that like this is worse than Nixon. like this whole thing with Trump and all of that's happening with Russia and all that. This is worse than that. They're saying they have never seen anything like this before.
So is that the reason why they don't know how to react to it?
Oh, they're reacting to it because Congress is investigating. So here's what I'm going to say. We're not going to get into it a lot, you know, here, but watch CNN and watch MSNBC, because I think that that's where you'll get honest reporting. Because every time I listen to Fox, they do nothing but praise the president. They don't say anything about, you know, what's happening. They just think he's just a wonderful person at Fox. So what I would say is pay attention to what's going on, people. Really, because this right here, nobody alive now has ever seen anything like it.
Well, let me ask you this. I know you don't have anything to do with it, but I just need to ask you. Do you think that Trump was shocked when he woke up that morning and he was president? Do you think he really believed that he was going to be
president? Yes, because I think he knew what Russia was doing. That's why he was so confident about he was going to be president, because he knew what was happening. They were in collusion, and I don't care what anybody says. There might not be any proof, but in my mind, I always thought he colluded with Russia. When I first heard about, you know, well, Russia did this, and I said Trump had something to do with that.
Okay, well, even so, I thought they said that that didn't have anything to do with the people that voted for Trump.
Well, what they say is that Russia didn't hack the computers and change votes, but they didn't have to. They hacked people's minds. If I can turn your mind against someone, I can influence your vote. If I can make you, Miss C, distrust Tanae, then I know you're not going to go vote. Cast your vote for Tanae.
Right.
I know you're going to.
She still would.
Yeah, okay. I know that you would cast your vote for who I want. Because, see, here's the thing. They also hacked the Republican database, but they didn't release any of those of that information. See, that's how you know. That's how the FBI, you know, well, I'm not going to get into all that because I'm not privy to that information, but was never a doubt in my mind. Never a doubt in my mind that Donald Trump was in collusion with Russia true enough, they did not hack the voting machines, but they hacked people's minds and they turned people against Hillary so that she would vote. Who else did they vote for? It was either her or him.
Yeah.
And they voted for him. And the weirdest thing to me was that during that congressional hearing that Comey was at, most of the Republicans on the panel, all they wanted to talk about was leaks. It was like they had no care in the world about Russian collusion. It was like all they wanted to talk about was who leaked it.
Yeah.
Not that it, you know, oh my God, look what, but who leaked it?
Who told it, huh?
Yeah, it's like who told it? It was like they could care less about the Russian connection. It was incredible to me, but I tell everybody, you know, that their new healthcare bill failed. They couldn't pass it. It was a terrible bill in the first place. Obamacare is still the law of the land. If they would have passed that bill, it would have been devastating to millions of people.
Yeah.
And that's why I say pay attention to what's going on in Washington, people, because what happens on Pennsylvania Avenue affects us on Main Street.
Yeah.
It really does. Two Latino women walked into a diner in Huntington Beach, California. They are seated by the hostess, and the waiter comes over, and the first thing he says is, "Before I serve you anything, I must see your papers saying that you are here in the U.S. legally."
What business?
This is the waiter. Yeah. This is the waiter at the restaurant.
Just the waiter, not the manager.
Not the owner, not the waiter. Tells the two Latino women, before I serve you anything, I need to make sure y'all are U.S. citizens. I mean, just can you imagine sitting at a table and hearing hi, my name is Sam. I'm here to, I'll be your waiter today. What would you like to drink? Let's start off with drinks. Yeah. Uh-uh. Before I serve you anything, I need to see your papers.
To see if you're legal.
To see if you are legally here in the United States.
Mm. You know what?
He's probably the employee of the month too.
Oh, no, he was fired.
Okay.
The owner was mortified. The owner of the restaurant said, I have never instructed any of my employees to say anything like that. Nothing like that at all. I mean, it
probably never instructed anybody to say anything like that, but it probably had to be some talk somewhere.
I doubt it. I think he was racist.
Might have been, but to him, for him to be able to say that so freely, it had been some talk around some big thing, manager or owner or something like that, you know, just saying it casually. If they come around me, I'm going to see if they got it. But you know something, and then him being, he had to be a slow waiter for him to do that. It had to be some talk somewhere.
Well, maybe it was, but I don't know about the manager was, or the owner. The owner was the one who said that he, you know, he never instructed anybody to do
that. He heard some talk from that manager.
We got to take our first break. We'll be right back in just a moment. That you wander far from me. Thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, I was talking about the two Latino women who walk into the restaurant in Huntington Beach, California, and was greeted by the waiter who said, before I serve you anything, I need to see your papers that you are supposed to be here in the U.S. legally. I can't even imagine it. I don't even know what would I do? What would you do if your waiter came over and said that? I don't even know what I would, you know what I'm saying?
I think the first thing I would say is, manager, please. Right now, let me see your manager.
Probably, but see, I think I would probably go off, I think.
I think I would sit there for a couple of moments in disbelief. I think I would say, well, I know. I'll look around, you know, my surroundings. I noticed he, did you? And then if he felt brave enough to repeat it again, he would have went by his neck to that manager.
So you would have resorted to violence is basically what you're saying.
No, I'm just would have, you know, kindly helped him get to the manager because we were going to go there together.
You would have kindly helped him get to the manager.
Yeah, I think that I would have said, come on. You know the little ties that you're wearing, come on.
You'd have pulled him by the tie to the manager.
We would have walked together to that manager.
I don't even know. You know, it's just, it's funny how we say what we think we would do in situations like that.
Yeah,
and I just, I just wonder what, I think knowing me, I think I would probably, it would have been a blow up probably, I think me.
I think when he asked that, I think I would have said, let me see yours. I do. I think that would have been the first thing, knowing me, that would have been the first thing that came out of my mouth. Well, let me see. Do you have your paper? Let me see yours.
Yeah, I think I would have probably insulted him and said, well, look, you know what? That's why you're a waiter. That's why you're in this predicament now, because of that mouth.
Right. You know, I don't know. But, you know, just the audacity of people. You know, this whole thing that's happening now with the get them out, the immigrants, and, you know, we want them out of the, you know, country. And people have been so, you know, it's like people have been given a license to act like this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like this country is yours and you need to see somebody's, you know, papers to make, where are your papers?
Yeah. Ooh, I can imagine them being so embarrassed, looking around to see who heard it and stuff.
Latina women, I can imagine them making a scene.
That's how and flipping the tables over.
It didn't say they did, but I can. Oh, I can imagine there was some Spanish flying back and forth.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. But, you know, I just, you know.
You know, I don't think so because it depends on if they were or not.
If they were what?
They legal.
Oh, if they were really legal, they probably it was enough for them to tell it. It was enough for them to.
Well, they told the right person. That's all.
I mean, it was enough for them to.
You can't request to ask for someone's paper.
Right. Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah.
That's like, well, no, I can't do that. But so that's like me going to a Chinese restaurant and asking to see your cooking license.
Oh yeah, it should be up on the wall.
Yeah, that's what I can ask for.
And if it ain't there, then something might be wrong with that place.
Think your cooking license are on the wall. Your
sanitation. That's what she means. Your sanitation grade. Yeah,
no, yeah,
it is on the wall.
Different from the cooking. She said cooking license. That somebody's fixing your stuff.
Then you mean sanitation grade, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I think you meant cooking.
Okay. One of my LinkedIn connections said that this is a funny story, and I got to get your opinion on this. She said that she was interviewing a man for a job. 5 minutes into the interview, he abruptly stops, stands up, and says to her, "The lack of refreshment offering is a true sign of how this company treats their staff, and I don't want to work for a company like that."
Oh, God.
He said.
That sound like he was doing something before he came, and he was a little dry now.
He said that. Now, true to form, I will tell you, I haven't been on many interviews in my life, but the interviews that I've been on, they do ask you, would you like some coffee? Would you like a soda? Would you like
some
water?
Seeks you for the interview.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not the person that's interviewing you.
No, he's not talking about her personally, but he said.
The receptionist or whatever.
He's saying that you guys offered me nothing.
Okay, but it's different.
So
I
don't want to work for this company.
If you're going to an interview for a company. What kind of company it was, if you're going to an interview for McDonald's. Now, I don't think McDonald's is going to offer you want
something
to drink.
It wasn't McDonald's. It was a company. It was a corporation.
It depends on who it is.
Well,
a big corporation, I think, would ask you.
Well, apparently they didn't. Now, I'm going to tell you, when I first started in corporate America, I was a receptionist. I was a receptionist for a couple of months. And my office manager told me from day one, the first thing you do when a visitor comes through that door and says, I'm here to see whoever, is offer them something to drink. Mm-hmm. It was my job in the morning to make coffee for visitors for when they came and get bottled water ready and get sodas ready.
Well, yeah.
So I know what he's talking about because I don't know if I necessarily agree or disagree, but I think that it actually could mean that companies aren't really concerned about, you know, because I'm going to tell you, I used to work in an office and we used to have water. We used to have sodas. We had vending machines. When we got bought by another company, they took away all of that. They took everything away.
You were sad, weren't you?
We were all sad. We used to have bagels every payday. We had bagels every payday. We would have a plate of, I would order. I mean, it was, you know, I ordered them for the staff. And when this company came in, they cared nothing about, like, they, I mean, to take water, we would have, like, water.
Bottles and stuff.
No, what do you call those things?
Little jugs.
Yeah, what's the?
The big jugs of
water.
Yeah,
the big jugs that you pour on top of it and you put your cup under the thing and get your water.
The water fountain thing.
Yeah, we had they came in and took all of that away.
Because what they're trying to say is, you guys are eating all these bagels on payday. That means you're getting tired and sleepy at your desk.
And that's money.
And nobody,
water.
First
you're
of
losing,
all, nobody is getting tired and sleepy from eating a bagel at 8
Secondly,
o'clock in the morning.
Secondly, you keep getting up every 2-3 minutes, get some water for your dry mouth. And you done mixed 10 minutes off the phone already. And you done took 6 to go pee twice. In an hour,
well,
costing me money.
Well, I didn't. I
it
didn't.
Costing me money.
I didn't work.
Pretty soon they're gonna have porta potties right there beside the desk.
I didn't work in a call center, so I don't know that narrative.
You better take your pee breaks on that clock. Beep.
But
thank you for calling.
But seriously, I will tell you this. But on a serious note, I know from personal experience that companies nowadays do not value their employees. They do not value their employees. It used to be a time, like I said, when I first worked for this multi-billion-dollar corporate. I mean, they valued us. Like, I remember My fifth year at the company, I think I got a watch or something I got. Companies don't do that stuff no more.
Because you was always late.
Who would have given me a watch for being late all the time?
So you know what time it was.
It was 5 years. It was my five-year anniversary.
Well, I think that's what you get at 5 years.
Not anymore. They don't do that stuff anymore. But that's what I'm saying is.
They give you these little papers that say 5 years.
They don't even give you anything nowadays. And this is not just this. I mean, a lot of people are talking about this. And not every company doesn't value their employees. But I will tell you that most companies and the one that I worked for did not. And so I can kind of see what he means. I don't know if I agree that every company, doesn't value their employees. But I do know from experience that he actually has a point. And, he just said that, I can't work for this company because if you don't even offer me anything to drink when I come through the door, how are you treating your employees? And I guess he had the luxury of turning down, some people, just because somebody interviewed don't mean they're desperate for a job. What I mean? Like maybe, if he was desperate for a job, I don't know if he would have been doing.
He would have said, I could have got some water, but it's okay. I got a Sprite in the car, a little warm, but it's okay.
Right. So I don't know. Like I said, I think it could mean that the company does. I don't think it necessarily means that way in every company. It means that in every company. But I think it could mean that. And I just think that the whole corporate thing as a whole has changed a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, just totally changed a lot.
Yeah. I remember going on an interview one time, long time ago. And it was for a restaurant. And when I was waiting to be interviewed, when I came in and I told them who I was and everything, they told me to have a seat right there. They asked me, did I want something to drink?
Yeah, like I said, most companies do. Most companies,
Well, Chick-fil-A did not do me that way.
You should have walked out of Chick-fil-A. This is what this guy said.
I don't
said.
Remember her working at Chick-fil-A.
I didn't.
She probably did.
And let me tell you what happened, the reason why I did not.
Oh, we know. They probably came in with the looking a mess.
No, they called me in the middle of my nap. I woke up, answered the phone.
See, there you go right there.
And they there asked me, I want to come in for an interview. I said, sure, absolutely. Wonderful. Around what time?
And you were 30 minutes late,
no,
probably
no, no.
an hour
I was
late.
30 minutes early.
Oh, Lord. I came in,
I said who I was, looked very nice in my interview, and they looked at me like I was crazy. They said, well, who called you? I'm like, oh, such as this person. Okay, give me one moment. I'm not sure if he's here today. What? So then they came and asked me again. So you are, and they said my first and last name. I said, yes, I am this person, yes. Okay. Will you sit down over there for a moment? We'll be back with you. Basically, it took them 10 minutes past my interview time to come to me to tell me that he was not available at the moment to conduct the interview. And so that's when I stood up and I said, don't call me again.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about right there.
I said, don't call. I said, this is a mess. I said, because you called me. I said, now, are you shocked that I'm black? Is that what you kept asking me? And my first name, are you shocked? I'm a black person. I didn't give that to you on the phone. You didn't look at the resume.
That's a little
right.
Weird.
And the guy kept coming in and out. And I don't know if it was a guy I'd never seen him before. But, and somebody asked me twice for my first and last name, twice. And I said, okay, this is a number. This is the voicemail. I had a voicemail, too, from them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that definitely is us. Yeah, duh. It is you. So, yeah, I was upset. And I was just like, you know what? Ever since then, I have not dealt with that Chick-fil-A off of, don't tell everything. What is it? Whatever. This is the second time doing some crazy mess. This is like years ago. But I don't know. They were very unorganized. And I don't think I fit the bill anyway. Well,
you probably dodged a bullet. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay right with us. That you wonder far from me. I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze. Keep me warm in your love. Then you softly leave. And it's me you need. Your love, how deep is your love? I really. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us, continuing our conversation about everything. Miss C, you've got a story about sleep. Talk about it.
Okay. It says you're doing it wrong.
So people are sleeping wrong. I mean,
yes.
Okay.
It says your body, your life runs better after a good night's sleep.
Okay. Uh-huh. And that's true because this study is talking about how people are saying they're not having a good night's sleep and why it is that people are not having.
Yes, and one of the main reasons that you're not sleeping well is because you're stressing too much. You're worried about things that have happened in the past, mm-hmm. what might happen.
Or that day. Because I know, like, sometimes, like, when I'm wound up during the day at work and you try to lay down, like, sometimes I'll think about, okay, I got to do this tomorrow. I got to do, oh, Lord, or did I forget this, you mm-hmm. know, to do that today? Mm-hmm. And that really does hinder your sleep when your mind is racing.
Right. Sounds like a little anxiety mm-hmm. going on, mm-hmm. too. And they say that's the major sleep killer.
I believe it. Mm-hmm. Anxiety really is. I believe it.
Yeah. It says you're being random. You're just doing some of everything instead of being consistent at that time that you need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also having a set time. See, a lot of people don't have a set time to go to sleep.
No.
Like a lot of people, like one night they go to bed at 8 o'clock. Then the next night they go to bed at 10 o'clock. Yeah. Then the next night it's 12. I think if you have a set time, like my body starts shutting down about 10:30.
It's before
so,
that.
So how do you know what my body is doing?
Cause
you don't.
Here.
You don't.
It shuts down about 9.
You're not here when I go to sleep.
8:30 starts drooping on one side.
Any hootie. So have a set time for bed. Go on, Miss C.
Set time. And then try to do something that's consistent with you going to bed. Like if you're going to brush your teeth, do your medication and whatever, you do that every night. At the same time or around about the same time. Mm-hmm. So you get into the habit of doing that particular thing at that time. So mm-hmm. whatever you do at that time, when you finally fall asleep, when you wake up in the morning, you'll see about how much time you needed doing what you know, needed to do to start, you know, your sleep pattern. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I know my mother used to always crunch on a bowl of Frosted Flakes every night. I said, time for her to go to bed. And then she started rubbing her eye all aggressively.
What is that for? What is that all about?
I don't know. Just
rubbing the sleep
rubbing
out of
her. Oh, is that what it is?
Pulling the eyelashes out.
Crunching on cornflakes.
I said, she's going to bed.
Okay. All right. Next.
It says the older you get, the less sleep you will probably need.
Well, I heard that. I heard that the older you get, and I also heard that a lot of the older you get, the earlier you go to sleep.
Oh,
that's what I heard also. I definitely heard that.
Because your body's probably tired.
Yeah,
from,
you probably heard it from the day.
I don't know.
You heard it from Fox News, didn't you?
I don't watch Fox News, so. What about your dog? Like your dog is disturbing
your
the peace. Yeah.
Yeah, keep him out of there.
Keep him out. Yeah. See, I don't know. I don't know. Like, first of all, I'm not really a big animal lover. I'm not an animal hater, but I'm not a big animal lover. And I just wonder if I had a dog, would I be letting the dog sleep in the bed?
I don't know, but I'm tired of you talking about you getting one.
I just may.
You just said it wasn't a big animal.
Tanae, did you let your dog sleep in the bed with you?
Absolutely not. Anytime she hopped her happy butt on that bed. And
so you wouldn't
off.
Even let the dog sit on the bed. You wouldn't even let the dog sit on the bed.
That's my bed. She walk around with no shoes on all day outside.
You know what? To me, you would be the kind of abuser of animals. I think that you are an abuser
oh
of animals.
God. I love
yeah.
animals.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All my right. very first puppy that I had. Well, okay. The
well,
first,
you love them as long as they don't sit on your bed.
No. This dog that I had, his name was Pepper, and He even took a bath in the bathtub.
Okay.
Yeah, he had his own toothbrush, toothpaste.
Toothbrush and toothpaste?
Yeah, because sometimes he'd be like little plaque in his little teeth and he'd eat stuff. So I had to brush his teeth at night. Yeah. And he would lay in the bed with me.
Oh, okay.
Because I knew he only went outside and used the bathroom and come right back in.
He was
and
a house dog.
Uh-huh, and I had little sprays for his paws. Okay. And he had little socks he'd walk around on. I kept trying hearing it. I couldn't stand it all day. We had wooden floor. Here come Pepper. No, Pepper had little socks. So you hear, that's fine. He slept in the bed with me. When he pooped underneath my, he pooped underneath my little horse that I had.
Underneath your little horse.
I had a horse that I
so
was.
So not only did you have a dog in the bed, but you had a horse in the bed as well.
Yeah, a play horse.
That
you can sit on.
Your bed was full, wasn't it?
My bedroom?
I remember that hobby horse you had.
Yeah. Oh, so it wasn't in the bed with you. It was just
no,
in your room.
It was in my room. Yeah, I can sit on it and kind of bounce on it. And when I didn't let him out, because I heard him, I said, shh, Pepper, we talk about this. Go to bed.
We talked about this.
Yeah, he go, and I know he was talking. I was like, hey.
He was cursing. Yeah, he was cursing you out then.
You in my room now. Okay. So then he hopped down. And I hear him slide across the floor. And then he come back in the bed so happy, laying beside me. I said, okay. I said, what the?
He tried to tell you.
I said, is it your breath? I said,
no.
And we had brushed his teeth. I said, no. I said, here, eat one of these little mints again. Gave him a little doggy mint. And
that's
still
probably why he was
it.
Pooping. You're not supposed to give dogs candy.
No, it was a dog. Little
oh, a dog.
A little chew bone, milk bone for their teeth. And I said, well, chew them, your breakfast. What in the world? It's fake. And Elsa and my mother, she hates animals. Now, that's the animal hater. She, I smell something in here. And he pooped on the floor.
Oh, my God.
And so she had took a newspaper and put his nose in it. Now, it stink. And he was trying to struggle not to smell it. And you don't smell it, so she hit him with the newspaper.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's how you train. Well, and that's old school ways of training
he
a dog.
He cried, that's so deep, and I cried. And I ain't never seen him hop so high. Usually he got to hop and kind of scratch up my bed. He hopped up real quick. And one hop, he got on my bed. Mm. And we were both sitting there crying together.
Oh.
I just felt so bad.
You and Pepper. Poopy Pepper. Yeah. You pooping and Pepper pooping. In the
bed. Now that was my favorite dog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. What else is on the list? You're letting in too much light. I know for sure that I cannot sleep with a lot of light in, you know, like coming through the window. I must close my blinds.
It
needs
to
be dark.
At a good time, I don't think I don't think you should see daylight. I'm talking about like maybe like a hall light on, or maybe like your cell phone brightens. Because some people sleep with their cell phone in the bed. I have stopped doing it because I have been tempted to turn over and look at my messages, look at Facebook.
No, they're talking. Like get blackout shades or heavy curtains. They're talking about, you know, yeah, like light. Make sure it's like, I know personally, it has to be dark.
So what time are they going to bed?
I can't do it.
I don't know.
I
love to be
dark. Yeah. I can't do it.
But my closet door has to be closed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't care about closet.
I open my closet and I turn the light. I'm looking around. I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm not going to find nothing.
Oh, somebody's so mean. It's so scared.
I'm not mean.
Up the dark.
And then my door has to be closed. My closet door has to be closed.
And you're overthinking it. Like you're just lying there. You're thinking about too much. You're thinking of way too much, when you're trying to sleep. Like clear your mind. Yeah. A lot of people, like they really say that you shouldn't watch TV right before you go to bed. Because, you know, like the things that you've seen can kind of be, you know, still on your mind. So, you know, they're saying that. But I will tell you that sleep is very important. And here's another big thing, being comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Having a mattress. The mattress is a big part of it. I need a new mattress right now. I know I do.
And it's a lot of weight up there.
And also being worn. Yes. Also being comfortable with what you're wearing.
Uh-huh.
The least you wear, the looser you
that's
wear
true.
Things,
that's
are
true.
Better. Hello? Even sleeping in the bunk.
That
in the what?
I sleep without clothes
in
on.
Rare form.
Yeah, that could be something that's going on with your mattress.
What?
When you sleep naked, in the buff, as you want to call it, in the wind, you sweat, and you have a lot of dead skin that can fall. That's what
That's anyway. You're going to get dead skin on your mattress anyway, whether you're naked or not.
Yeah, but if you're just fully out there, if you are being like a Patrick Starfish just laying
But you got to let your privates breathe. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It needs to breathe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my great aunt was the first one who told me to stop sleeping in clothes. Yeah. And when she first told me that, I was like, huh? What are you saying? And I tried it, and I'm like, oh, I like this.
Yeah, but my mama didn't play that.
Well, yeah, I guess not. That is true. I do find that that's a really good sleep is, you know, sleeping.
The lesser or the buffness.
Yeah. There is a study out that says men need booze in order to be social more than women do. They are saying that men need an extra boost to open up, especially when talking to women.
Well, so you don't know if they for real or not.
Well, I'm not sure that I agree, because to me, booze makes everybody social.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it is. But what they're trying to say is that because men aren't as open about, you know, what they're feeling or about whatever, that booze kind of helps men to open up, you know, and to, you know, to be more relaxed and to be more social. So I don't know.
I don't want a man that has to get drunk just to have a conversation.
That's not what they're saying. That is not what
I don't want him to be tipsy just to give me a compliment.
Well, he might need to be tipsy to give you a compliment.
You're funny. Really funny.
He may just need to be tipsy to give you one. But, and they were talking about how, you know, when men try to impress women, what is the weirdest thing a man has done to impress you?
Okay, the weirdest thing that a guy has done to impress me was to basically tell me how he got to where we was at. He was just like, yeah, you know, I had to get up here, and, you know, I took me a shower, you know, I was listening to my music, you know, I warm my car up. The whole point of the story, let me know he had a car. So I said, okay. So then my friend, at times she was very gullible, oh, you have a car? Yeah, you know, I had to drive over here.
And that wasn't special to you that he had a car?
I said, chip, me too. What's your point?
So that's the weirdest thing that a guy's done to impress you?
To just tell me that, to let me know he has his own car.
Instead of just saying, well, you know, I got my own car.
But why would you need to be...
But that's my question. But see, that's just it. Why would he think he had to tell you that he had a car? Maybe what you gave off said that if he didn't have a car...
He's a scrub.
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm thinking the car is new. Maybe he just got it. You know, some people be like, they just can't wait to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, oh, yeah, yeah. And you know, if I didn't get my car washed today, you know, all that pollen. And you over here talking about politics and talking about getting the car washed, the pollen. And you used to go, oh, yeah, new car, Stacey? Yeah. I didn't want to say anything.
Right. Yeah, I've seen people like that.
You know, you just like.
They don't want to come out and say it, but they want to allude to ask, right, mm-hmm. that they have a car. Yeah. So what about you, Miss C?
What
is the weirdest thing a guy has done to get your attention?
Just stand in front of me and smile.
Well, that's not weird.
Yes, it is.
That's normal.
Yes, it is. Don't say anything. Just stand there and smile. Say what in the...
What?
Stand there and smile.
I guess that could be.
Yeah. Well, I was at a club.
Oh, you were at a club?
Yeah, I was at a club and sitting at the bar, and he just came and sat at the bar and just turned and stared.
Yeah, that would be weird.
You know what? It could be something in the alcohol.
It could be what?
Something in the alcohol. You know, when you drink
alcohol. he had to have booze in order to, you know, maybe
had
kicked in.
Moving in a weird kind of way, or maybe the drink that just got served to her was a special one sent from him, and he just
could be.
And he just kept stirring. Then I said, "Do you think I'm somebody else, or do you think you know me? What is it? No, baby."
Huh? Yeah. Oh yeah, that would be a little weird. That would be weird. We have to take another break. We'll be right back in just a moment. You're listening to This Is How We See It. Back, thanks for coming back with us. So you know how the far left lanes on highways are for like the fast drivers,
right?
Isn't that like what everybody thinks that the far left lane is for?
That's what it's for.
And if you're a slow driver, you're supposed to be in the far right lane,
right?
And then us normal drivers drive somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So did you know that you are not supposed to drive regularly in the far left lane?
Yeah.
Oh, I
didn't know that.
I knew that.
I did
it's
not know that.
It's called a fast lane for a reason.
You are only supposed to use the far left lane to pass, and then you're supposed to get back over into the other lanes.
Yes.
They are calling it slowpoke driving. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Now, I know, like, I've been in the far right lane, left lane, and then if a car comes up, I'll move over.
Yeah, they'll move you over.
And let them pass.
They will move you over.
I honestly did not know that you were not supposed to drive regularly in this lane.
Yeah, I just heard something on news where they're giving a $200 ticket if
and
you
know what came
slow.
In my head?
Some states, including North Carolina, are looking to become the latest in a wave of states that will impose higher fines and more restrictions on people who drive in the left lane on their highways.
Mm-hmm.
The crackdown is an attempt to enforce what legislators say drivers should already know, and that is the left lane is for passing only.
Yes, and then they should also give tickets. Excuse me. They should also give tickets to people who, when you know you're going slow, so I get over to try to pass you, and you want to all of a sudden start going faster, and then I have to get back behind you, and you back going
well, that's
slow
against
again.
The law. You're supposed to let them pass. That's against
yeah,
the law.
Yeah, I cannot stand it. And then when you finally get to the same point with that person, and you make that initial eye contact. That eye contact. It's like a standing still for five. Well, you can't do too long, but you. It's kind of like a.
You know what you done.
Okay. Yeah.
Since 2013, states like Florida, Georgia, Indiana, New Jersey, and Tennessee have stiffened penalties for slowpoke driving. They are claiming it's a safety hazard.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Farmer of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says that there is no evidence that left lane driving is a major safety concern. I don't know if I believe that it's a safety concern.
It is.
I don't think so.
Because it causes road rage.
Now, those people that driving that far left, they be flying.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why, you know.
But you know a truck, what
trucks
they call
are not supposed to, that's right. I did know that.
Yeah.
I did know that trucks are not supposed
18,
to get
I think
in the far
it's
left
15,
lane.
16 to 18 wheels or something can't get in that lane.
You know, it was interesting to me because I didn't know that. I really did not know that you were not supposed to drive regularly in the far left lane.
Yeah, well, that's what's for, to fly.
I knew it was for people who drive in fast, but, you know, when you pass the person, you're supposed to get back over.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, when you really see it early in the morning,
well,
5
I'm sure going to work.
6
yeah.
o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. People going to work.
It scares me. It really scares me.
Well, why would it scare you, Miss C, and you're never driving?
Because it's I'm sitting in it. You better hush. What's funny?
Because I've never known for anyone that you ride with to even look at a highway. Don't you do it? Did you get on the highway?
I get on the highway.
Yeah, and you know why? Because of how those cars be flying. Let me tell you something. You not only drive for you. You drive for
That's
the other
true
people, too.
That's true.
And it's something. I can't take it.
I don't know.
I can't take it.
Snoop Dogg is under fire for his music video that has a Trump lookalike in it. Snoop takes out a gun and points it at the Trump lookalike, pulls the trigger, and the word bang comes out of the gun. Most Republicans are saying that it is extremely disrespectful for him to show this. Some are saying it's artistic expression. Where do we draw the line?
Like, okay, did we draw a line when they had Michael Jackson in those videos, touching on little kids? You guys remember
when
that?
When was Michael Jackson in a video touching on little kids?
Okay, it was that scary movie.
Thriller?
Yeah, I saw that.
It's a scary movie, and he was in there playing with the little girl.
But that wasn't Michael Jackson.
It was not.
Okay, it's like, not, Trump not Trump either.
It was a Michael Jackson lookalike.
Trump is the president of the United States.
Okay, so what did they do to Madonna when she said she felt like blowing up the White House?
Well, you're not supposed to say that she felt like blowing up
the White House. Okay, but she just said it.
Okay, let me finish my question, please.
Finish.
Where do we draw the line from disrespect to artistic expression?
There is no line. And I'm going to tell you why, because when it was Obama and they had all these little monkeys apparently walking around the White House and they did all these comical things they say, it was fine because it wasn't really Obama. It wasn't really the White House. But now because it's Trump, let me tell you, Trump is going around here with Twitter fingers. And he about to get some real fingers across his forehead. And that's why he's scared. Not scared, but scared.
Well, see, okay, personally, I don't think anyone should be disrespecting any president.
Don't live with him.
But I find it interesting, though, that when Obama was president, I remember seeing this lifelike doll that somebody had made and they put Obama's face on and they set it on fire. One of them had a noose around the doll's neck. Yeah. I didn't see any Republicans outraged about that, though. You know what I'm saying?
And what's the comedian?
Well, D.L. Hughley said that when the president becomes respectful of other people, then then people would be respectful to him.
That's good. That's good. That sounds good and makes sense.
And see, I think so too, because you know, Steve Harvey came out and said Steve Harvey is catching a lot of flack about this Trump
stuff, especially from DL.
Yeah. When he came out and he was basically saying Snoop Dogg, all y'all need to be respecting the president and all that. And that's when DL Hughley, people were asking him about it, and he said, you know what? Steve Harvey's my friend. He said, but I disagree. He said, when we have a respectful president, then I think that he can start demanding respect.
But guess what? He is our president.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's my point. Yeah. My point is, where do we draw the line? Because like him or not, he is the president of the United States for now. And, so where should we draw the line, though? You know, and when is artistic expression going too far? When is, you know, Madonna saying, you know, she wanted to blow up the White House? Why would, like, really? Like, you're talking about blowing up democracy, you know, like our democracy.
And he's not going to be the only president.
My point exactly. My point exactly. So I think that there should be a certain level of respect for the president, but I agree with D.L. Hughley. If this president was more respectful, then I think that people would be more respectful to him.
Yeah.
I really do. So, Mishka Barton, Misha, what's her name?
I thought about that Mickey Mouse.
Misha Barton, she starred in the Fox hit show The O.C. I never watched The O.C.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Watched that.
She's been having some problems lately. She found out that her then boyfriend was secretly videotaping them having sex. He is now trying to sell the tapes for $500,000 to whatever porn site will buy them.
Well, just go ask that that woman, Mimi Faust. Ask her how did she sell hers.
Now, Mishka has been out of the spotlight for quite some time.
Yeah, that she's only been in OC.
Well, I'm wondering, I think she had one or two movies. And I'm wondering if this isn't another Nico and Mimi Faust stunt.
That's what I just said.
You know what I'm saying? Because you remember what they did. Remember how she
knew about it. She tried to act like she did.
They got together and planned it.
Yeah.
And when he did it, she, oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it came out that she
came
knew
out that she was the ringleader. Because, it was her idea.
Because of Margo.
Exactly. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway,
I like Margo. She
I didn't.
She,
I didn't
she
at
was
all.
A funny looking
what,
someone.
Margo from the Housewives?
Love and Hip Hop. Nico's wife. Nico's wife.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. You know, these set, you know, what's her name?
Kardashian.
Yes, Kim Kardashian sex tape. First of all, why are people still making sex tapes?
But this is the thing, what Reese Witherspoon had said, and I always remember this because it made so much sense. She said, you know, back when I was trying to be an actor, if you had a sex tape that came out, you were ashamed of it.
Right.
It would bring you down, not right. lift you up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, except Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson.
You know, I didn't even
they
watch
had a sex
that.
Tape?
Yes.
Well, they married.
Yes. It made them lot of money.
It just seemed like
well,
Pamela
then,
Anderson.
Kim and Kanye's.
No, Kim and Ray J.
Yeah, Ray J. Didn't they?
Don't make you lose to.
But that was.
Hey,
but
didn't it make her famous?
Well, that's what people are saying. Mm-hmm. When are people going to learn about these sex tapes? And then you breaking up with the people, and then they trying
well,
to sell them.
Well, she didn't know.
She knew.
She did not.
That's about like sending your body to the pictures, you know, to your boyfriend or something. Then y'all get mad, and he still got
exactly.
Pictures. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. How about just stop doing it?
How about don't take your head?
Or how? What that mean?
From the neck down.
Uh-oh, that's okay.
Yeah. How about just don't send it?
How about wearing masks?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and scare him.
Mm-hmm. Why would he be scared?
He look at your face. Ah. Look down.
Why would he
look at your face. Ah. Look down.
What?
He'd be so confused.
Are
and
you
then
crazy?
At the end of the day,
yes,
he'll just
she
say,
really
I
is.
Give up. What
you doing?
I don't know.
Like, oh, what?
Looking at the mask. Yeah, ah. And go back to the body. Back to the mask. Ah. And then at the end, it just goes, I give up.
How about just stop doing it? Or I like your idea, Missy. How about just wearing masks? Or
so that's why you got masks in your room now.
I don't have any mask in my room mm-hmm. right now. But, you know, I would never probably record that. I mean, that to me
is
just,
I wouldn't even send a picture.
Not,
because, like, I mean, in a picture, just like how you can have filters on your face, and you can do the same thing with your body.
Well, that's what she's saying. You can kind of distort your face mm-hmm. out
and
a bit.
And then what if that person gets
there? But you know
there,
what? When you're doing stuff like that, you thinking this is the one I'm going to be with for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to do this and stuff. You don't think that you gonna break up and then he gonna act like a fool or you gonna act like a fool, you know?
Or they sat down and said, we're gonna do this sex tape and then we gonna leak it to it to the media because I need some money.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't been on a show or a movie in years. Yeah. I done went through my money and now I need some more. And so this is what we gonna do.
Somehow.
And then I'm gonna come out and say, oh, we videotaped.
But we not gonna be mad with each
exactly.
other now.
Okay.
Yeah, until that woman when they say, well, how do you feel about it? He's a scumbag. And he up there like, hold it.
Right, we didn't say, you ain't supposed to call me that.
You ain't say, let me read my contract. I don't see scumbag. I see crazy and nutcase, but I don't see scumbag.
That's funny. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We thank you guys for listening in. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
In the moment that you wonder.